in the places that you have them. I pray, God, that you would walk with them daily. God, I pray for protection. I pray for guidance. God, I pray that you would pour out your grace and your mercy upon this school district. God, that you would use the teachers and the support staff, the mission, not just to teach students and why that's vitally important, but God, that they would understand that the opportunity that they have to be lights for you. God, I pray that you would bless them, that you would give them patience. God, that you would give them endurance. God, that as they walk into their classrooms, as they walk through the halls, as they're in meetings, school boards, and all different things, God, I pray for wisdom. God, I pray that you would give them endurance, that you would give them patience. God, I pray that they would lead well. God, I pray that you would give them just a supernatural ability to teach and to love and to nurture. We know that there's not only content, but there's also, there's students, and they are created in your image, and there's so much baggage and so many things that they bring into that classroom. God, I pray that you would use the people that are on the campuses to be your hands and to be your feet. God, I pray that you would protect this community. God, that you would protect the elementary and middle school and high school. And God, as we go to different sporting events and as we have, I pray for protection. God, I pray for opportunities. I pray for opportunities to speak the truth and the hope that we have, and that hope is Jesus. God, I know that you've heard our prayers, and so God, I pray your blessing on this community, on this school district, on these students, on these teachers and support staff and administrators. God, you're good, and we thank you so much for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. We're also going to have an opportunity for an invitation. As we've looked at God's word this morning, the call, I think, has been clear for you and for me to be people who connect ourselves to the vine. We Velcro and super glue ourselves to Jesus. And we hold fast or hold firm to his teaching. And maybe you're here and you're saying, man, I need to. I've wandered. I put distance between myself and God. And spiritually speaking, I'm withering away. Here's the amazing truth. God stands ready to restore and to forgive. God stands ready as you come and you bring all your hurts and your fears and your pain and your guilt and all of the things. God doesn't say, how dare you? God says, come, I love you. God stands ready to restore. And my hope and my prayer today is that during this time of invitation, all the way throughout this service leading to now, that we would connect or reconnect ourselves to Jesus. May the Spirit of God give you guidance, and may the Spirit of God lead you to take that next step. I'll be down front. If you all need to come and talk to me, I'd love to talk to you quietly as you're there and as you're standing. You can do business with God there just as easily. May we be people who say, today is the day that I'm going to remain in the vine. Would you stand as we have time of invitation?